Okay, Rabbi Sai, I gave you a shiur on Tuesday.
And what did we discuss in the shiur of Tuesday? We discussed Atzilus. What did we explain about Atzilus?
Basically, we explained about Atzilus that Atzilus is, it's not Atzmus.
Yeah?
But it's as much Atzmus as could be without being Atzmus.
We're talking about Gilui.
And Atzmus and Gilui are Hofchim. If it's Gilui, it's not Atzmus. If it's Atzmus, it's not Gilui. But Gilui is El Azulas. And since Gilui is El Azulas, the Gilui is limited to the capacity of the Zulas to receive. What's Atzilus? The Gilui of everything. Atzilus means the Eibishter reveals himself. How much of himself? Everything. So why is Atzilus not the Eibishter? Because it's only as much as the Eibishter can be in the Tiyur of Gilui. That's what Atzilus is. That's why Atzilus is called Ha'ara, a light of the Eibishter. At the same time, it's called Etzlei V'Samach, it's close to him. Atzilus is the maximum Gilui. And I illustrated it to you last time. The kitz of what I told you was, think of it in these terms. There's Atmos, and then there's Giluyim. Atzilus is in the middle. It's as much as Atmos could be Gilui. And then we go on to a mashal. Page Lamet, the Rebbe begins a little bit past halfway down the page, Rubi and Inyan Eilam Atzilus, and he goes into a mashal of Korach HaSaneh. He's trying to explain to you Atzilus. Yeah. What does he tell you about Atzilus? What do we know about Atzilus? Atzilus is the revelation of Atzilus. I'll give you an example from Koyach Es HaNefesh HaMid Yerigus. So now, I told you in the last shiur that I was going to discuss with you Eidus Mitzuyarim and Eidus Shudim, and the Iker of what I'm going to be talking about is on page Lamed Gimel. I'm praying and I'm hoping and I'm trusting and I'm believing and I'm wanting to believe that you've all learned page Lamed Gimel, because the Nekudas that I'm going to share with you this morning, I mean, we're going to be discussing the whole Inyan, but the Nekudas I'm going to be sharing with you this morning are in page Lamed Gimel. But before I go to the text of the Maimon, let's talk a few minutes about the Machlokes of Eidus Mitzuyarim and Eidus Pshutim. Okay, so this is a discussion that I had with you last year about Iches, and I'm going to repeat it. Mekitzer, with forms, yes. Okay, let me begin like this. Amongst Mukubalim, there's a major Machlekes, Avifos Shaychas is in Kabbalah Machlekes, about Atzilus. Because Atzilus is a major problem. And here's why. There are worlds that are higher than Atzilus, and there are worlds that are lower than Atzilus. Those worlds are not a problem. They're not a problem because they're a ktei, they're an extreme. The worlds that are higher than Atzilus are called Elamus Ein Sof, infinite worlds. What happens in worlds that are infinite? You have Kalim. You shine light into the keli, and basically the keli disappears. The keli becomes obliterated. But in Ak, it's to the level of Yecheles. In Akudim, it's to the level of Keches Aklulim, it's called Keches Atzmim. And in Tehu, in Nikudim, it's to a lesser extent. But in all the Eilmos Ein Sof, the light shines into the vessel is the vessel. Fine, okay, now. In Biyah, it's the other way around. You have a world, it's limited. Olam Eloshen Helam V'Hester. Why? The Ein Sof is not present in Yah. So higher than Atzilus, the way I illustrated to you last year, Bariches, the light wins. Lower than Atzilus, the vessels win. What about Atzilus? Here's the question. The light is Ein Sof. The vessels are Gvul. How do you bring those two things together? So there's three shittas in Kabbalah. What? There's no Ein Sof. The infinite light of Hashem has been concealed, behalten. Right, you have to understand, every symptom is like Yipshutai. Ein Sof nimtza lamata kamei lamai lamamish. Ein Sof is here right now, right? There are worlds of higher than Atzilus. The Ein Sof wins, the Eir wins. But they're bottled completely. Lower than Atzilus, the Kalim wins, because you don't manage the Ein Sof. Even though the Ein Sof is here right now, we don't feel it. Atzilus is the problem. Atzilus is the most important world. From a point of view of Kabbalah, it's the most important world because it's the hinge, it's the axis around which everything revolves. Higher than Atzilus is Ein Sof, lower than Atzilus is Nivra. Atzilus is supposed to be both. So there's three shittas in Kabbalah. There's two shittas earlier, before the Arizal and the Ramak, and they say two extremes. One shittah says, how does Atzilus exist? Pasha, the light of Atzilus is not Ein Sof. Light of Atzilus is also limited. Because light of Atzilus is also limited, so Atzilus can exist. Or the Lashnet used in Chidus and in Kabbalah is that even the Eidus of Atzilus are called Nivra, not Nezim. The other Shita is the opposite extreme. That even the Kelim of Atzilus are not really Nivra. The Kelim of Atzilus are also called Nezim. That the Kelim of Atzilus are not really Kelim. So what do these two Shitas do when they're trying to resolve the problem of Atzilus? They basically de-atzilus atzilus. One makes atzilus into almost like bria, the other makes atzilus into almost like kesed. And in either case, we resolve the problem of how could atzilus exist with the Eidus Ein Sof and the Kelim Magvul by either changing the Kelim or by changing the Oid. In other words, you're making atzilus like atzilus. Those are the two shittas which are before the Paddis. The Paddis, by the way, there's a man from Tzemach Tzedek called Drush Gimel Shittas, and the Drush is printed in Erateda now, Erateda in Yonim. It's based on Mamish, the Rebbe that Tzemach Tzedek did was he took the Paddis, one of the Shadim of the Paddis, speaks about the Esses Fidus, and I think it's in Perek Beis, or Perek Gimel, he brings down the Gimel Shittas, said Tzemach Tzedek Poshet is mighty, the Loshna Paddis, and he puts it in Agos, that's what he did. It's a very long drush, a very famous drush, the drush Gimel Shittas, and he brings down the three shittas. The three shittas are, one is the shita of the Ma'areches, Menachas of Kus, and the other shita is of Harad, Rab David, I think that David is the Rabbaz, Achsmir. When it's a Donach, Mekubon, they go on these two shittas. But then comes the third shita. This third shita is ours. Here's where it gets complicated, because there's two shittas in the third shita itself. And this is where people get confused. There's two shittas in the third shita itself. The third shita says, Eretz of Atzilus, Ein Sof. Kelim of Atzilus, Gvul. How do you come together? Machlokes. In other words, once we get the initial two shittas out of the way, because the initial two shittas really resolve the question of Atzilus by making it not Atzilus, we're on to the third shita. This is the shita that's brought to Chassidus. The other two shittas are mentioned in Zman L'Zman. You'll see that in the Nine Beis, the Apart Platz, it says, well, Lefi, Shittas, Marechas, Olukus, he explains in Yonim. But Bedruba, Chassidus doesn't talk about those two shittas. They speak about the third shita. That the Kelim of Atzilus are Gvul, the Eidus of Atzilus are himself, and yet they come together. How? Machlaikis. There's two shittas in this Gufa. This Machlaikis is found in Chassidus. And it seems to me pretty clearly, Karav Levadai, that the two shittas of which we are speaking now are the shita of the Pardis, of the Ramak, and the shita of the Eitz Chaim, of the Ariza. And as a rule, if you learn the Maamarim of the Rebbe Rashab, and you pay close attention, and you think, you find that all the Maamarim of the Rebbe Rashab, Ruba de Ruba, until the Ayin Beis, go in the shitas of Pardis and the Pshutim, which I'll explain soon. The Ayin Beis is a whole new shita in Kabbalah, and in the Rebbe Rashab Maamarim, once you get to the Ayin Beis, invited, he already brings the shita of the Eitz Chaim, the shita of Eidus Mitzuyarim, and in the last Maimorim of the Rebbe Rashab, I'm all bringing to Afila Beit Yeshitas. But you could see clearly that the Rebbe Rashab changed. I saw in a Rishima from somebody wrote up that the Friedike Rebbe was asked by one of the Bacham Akasha in Indian and Ayin Beis, and the Friedike Rebbe told him, Rebbe Solner, Blinsky asked, the Friedike told him, this is a Naya Derech in Chassidus in Ganzen, but he get to Ayin Beis, the whole Neshita in Kabbalah. Now, Rabbi Sai, what is the Machlekes with Eidus Mitzuyarim and Shittim? There's a lot of details to the Machlekes. There's many, many details to the Machlekes. And there's a lot of histafuyas, a lot of manifestations, a lot of things that come from the Machlekes. And in the shiur that I gave you last year, and I even gave you a chart for it, if you guys remember, we wrote up several things, like if you say that Gimel Rishenis and Zayin Tachtenis and Irchay and Yirgamei, or Eres and Kehle, remember? Remember all the things, Gvul and Keicha, Gvul, this is all the same Machlekes. But here's where the Machlekes really, really begins. Did the Eibishter create the world with two tools or with three tools? Remember that discussion? If you go in the sheet of Eidus Pshutim, Shittas HaPardes, Eidus Pshutim, Hashem created the world with two tools. Keach HaGvul, Keach HaBligvul. Keach HaGvul is Kelim. Keach HaBligvul is Eidus. So how did Eibishter create the world? As I explained it to you last year about Eichas, Eidus meet Kelim. They bounce off each other. Every time they bounce off each other, the Kelim wins a little more, the Eidus a little weaker, and he's called the Sishtalsos. I know that's a terrible simplification, but it's true. If you hold that the Eibishter created the world with only two tools, not with three tools, as I'm going to explain momentarily, yeah? How does it happen that Eidus should have Tzir? How do you take light and give it a Tzir? How do you take light and give it Gvul? How? Only through the Kelim. The light by itself is Eid Sof, it's Pashtu B'tachas HaPshitus, and so on and so forth. Bein Amor. What? Because the Bligvul is Pashtu. The Eid Sof of Bligvul is not Tzir. It's Pashtu. That's another discussion. If you go with the Shittas, your point is very correct, and that's part of the Shittas Eitz HaRizal, but let's leave the Pardes alone. If you go in the sheet of Eidus Pshut, say there's one light. The light is a reflection of the Eibishter. Hashem is Ein Sof, Pashut Tachas Pshitus. The light is one and plain and infinite. Any type of tzir you're going to put in the light comes from Kelim. Which means, in other words, when we use the Yotzius, Mamala Kalaman and Seva Kalaman, I want you to think about this. What are Mamala Kalaman and Seva Kalaman? Are they two things or the same thing? What do you say? If you go on the sheet of Eidus Pshutim, that Hashem creates the world with only two tools, with the Keach HaGvul, that's Kelim, which begins with the Rishimu, and the Eidim Sof HaBligvul, a Mamala Kalaman and Seva Kalaman, two things in one thing. It's one thing. What is Mamala Kalaman? It's a little bit of Seva Kalaman. How did it change from being Mamala Kalaman, from Seva Kalaman, from push it, the Kelim. Mitzad the Eid is one Eid. Eid mein ha-moir, poshe b'tach sapshitos. It's a whole process. As I explained in Chassidus, when you have the Tzimtzum Rishon and it goes through the Rishimu changes the Eid forever. After the Tzimtzum, the Eid is changed. It has the potential to become Gvul. The Rishimu changes the Eid, has the potential to become Gvul. It's not going to become Gvul till Atzilus. But from the Rishimu, the Eidus already have a Shaykhus to Pnimius, like the Rebbe says in this Maimon. But it's not the Pshat that there's two separate lights. A Seir of Kalam and light and a Malak Kalam and light. There's one light, a Seir of Kalam and light. Every time Mr. Seir of Kalam meets the Kalim, it changes a little bit more. But any Tziyur, any form you're going to have in Ayr, comes from Kalim. If you go with that approach, what's Malak Kalam? What's Malak Kalam? It's just the Seir of Kalam as Kalim have affected it. It went through the Rishimu, it was affected that you have the Koyach to become a Gil, like you have in Samach Vav, the Lashon. It becomes Eid HaMeir, Kedem HaTzimtzum, it's Helem HaTzimtzum, it's Gilu. And then it goes through the various levels of Ishtashas. Each time the Eidus meet the Kelim affect the Eidus a little bit more until it becomes what you call Mamala Kalaman, Eid Pnimi. But whatever you have, see it in Eid, it really came from Kelim. That's the Shittas HaPadis. According to Shittas HaPadis, and this I want to say Bekitzer, because it's not so much negated to this year, it's negated to last year's year. According to the Shittas HaPadis, the Eidus Posh Tach Sapshitos, right? When the Eidus of Atzilus come into the Kelim of Atzilus, what happens? When the Eidus of Atzilus come into the Kelim of Atzilus, what happens? The Eidus are poshut. They don't have a tzir. Even though we're talking about Mamala Kalam, by the time the Eidus Sof reaches Atzilus, it's been mitzumtzumed enough that we'll call it Mamala Kalam. But the Eid really is still Bietzen poshut. The Eid by itself does not have tzir. Any tzir the Eid has is going to come from Kelim. So there's a couple of things you have to know. First of all, the Pardis is Moshel. What's the Pardis is Moshel for Atzilus? Anybody know the Pardis is Moshel for Atzilus? What's the Pardis is Moshel for Atzilus? Mayim beklei maguva. You put water into a colored glass, or you put light through a colored window. What happens? Did the water change colors? Did the light change colors? Or it looks like it changed colors? If you hold it, it's pshutim. Even though the light goes through a holy shtashlus, and we call it memala kalama, don't call it seva kalama anymore. The light in its essence is a pshitas dika light. It's a pshitas dika light. Because the light in its essence is a pshitas dika light, the effect that the light has on the kelim is not that the light becomes one with the kelim. The light is always light. It's always pashup tachla pshitas. When it comes into the keli makes it look like it has a tziyur, but the light mitzad atzmei is still pashup tachla pshitas. And I want to point out that on the bottom of page Lamed Gimel, he brings the marshal of the Pardis. This is my raya, by the way, that this maimon is in the sheet of Eidus Pshutim, not Eidus Mitzvahim. If you have page Lamed Gimel in front of you, is a parenthesis about 10 lines from the bottom. 11 lines from the bottom. When Eid goes into Keli, the Eid does not acquire a tzir atmi. Kim rak mashanir ekeli. It looks like it has a tzir. It functions like the Keli, but laisha tzir nikne bei chuli, not that the tzir takes on the Eidus. That's a very key word, because the marshal of the pardis is water in a colored glass. The water is still white, it looks colored. Another thing which comes out in Shitas HaPardis, which I don't want to go into Bariches, but the Kitzer, is that Sof Kol Sof, if you go in the sheet of Eidus Pshutim, the light and the Keli still don't get along. Keli is Gvul, Eid is Bligvul and Pashut. So what happens when light meets Keli? How does the Pardis resolve the question of Atzilus? When the light hits the Keli stops being Gvul, and it becomes something that is called, who remembers, Koyach HaGvul. This Lashon that Atzilus is Gvul B'Koyach, and not B'Poyel, is Shittas HaPardis. That's the shita in the Samach Vov, and that's the shita in the Ranat, that's the shita in a lot of Maimonides. Okay? So how many things that I just tell you in the shita of Eidus Pshuta? Number one, the shita of Eidus Pshuta means the Eibush created the world with two tools. A Koyach HaBligvul, which is Eir HaPoshut, and Kelim, which is Gvul, and every tzir in Eir is not be etzem in the Eir. It's only mitzad, the Kelim, and therefore, there's no real difference in your Malach HaLama and a Sevev HaKalama. Malach HaLama is just a smaller piece, it's a shtickle, Sevev HaKalama, it's a mitzumtun tika Sevev HaKalama that makes a Malach HaLama. When Eir comes into the Kelim, it's not the pshat, the Eir is mamish mitzuyid, it's al derech moshel, water in a colored glass. And when the Eidus of Atzilus meet the Kelim of Atzilus, the Kelim stop being Gavul and they become Koyecha. This is the sheet of Eidus Pshut. Any questions or comments for those of you who are still awake? Now, then you have the sheet of the Eitz Chaim. And from what my opinion is, I'm quite a levade, even though it's mentioned before in previous Maimonides, that Eber HaShab doesn't truly attack this sheet until the Ayin Beis. And in the Ayin Beis, the sheet of Eidus Mitzuyarim. In the Ayin Beis, very near the beginning, I think it's Perik. My brain just went dead. Perik Yud Ches. No, not Perik Ches. Perik Tesvov. Perik Yud Tesvov, maybe even earlier. No, Perik Yud Beis. On page Yud Ches. Perik Yud Beis. The Rebbe Rashab Pashat tears the sheets of Pashtus to pieces. The sheet which has always been learned by Pashtus and Chassidus. He says, what kind of business is this Keich HaGvul? What does this mean, Keich HaGvul? What does Keich HaGvul mean? A world which is Keich HaGvul? And he shloves up the whole sheet. You've been learning it for years. My modern, explained that till it's Keich HaGvul. Comes again, the Rebbe Rashab says, it doesn't make any sense. He says, listen, Yatzimtzim, you could say Keich HaGvul. And until it's Keich HaGvul. And he shloves it up. And he changes the sheet. And he brings a new sheet in us. And the whole Ayin Beis goes in this new sheet, the sheet of the Eitz Chaim. What's the yisod of this sheet? The Eibishter did not create the world with two tools. He created the world with three tools. The same two tools that the Parda spoke about, Teich Abligvul, Eidin Tzach HaPoshet, which we'll call for argument's sake, Sevev Kalaman, and then Keah HaGvul, which is Kelim, and the third tool is called Oireis Mitzuyarim. What does Oireis Mitzuyarim mean? Oireis Mitzuyarim means a light that encompasses two opposites. Mitzadechad it's Oir. Eir means Me'ena Moir, Poshet B'tach Sabshitis, Dovah Ganatmos. And Mitzadechad it has a tzir. Just one second. When you learn Chassidus, you find out the following. The Shadish of Kelim is in Atzmus Mamish. Mamish Atzmus. The Shadish of Eidus Mitzuyarim, Shadish of Mamalik Kalam, as I'm going to explain in a moment, is in Atzmus of Eidin Sof. And the Shadish of Sevel Kalamin is in the Gilead of Eidin Sof. In other words, everything is exactly the opposite. You have three tools, yeah? Which is the greatest tool? The greatest tool is Eidin Sof, Mein Amor. That's the lowest Shadish. The second tool would be a Oyer that has in the two opposites, Sight Seer and Sight Sof, that has a higher Shadish than the Eidin Sof of Sevel Kalamin. And a higher than both is the Shadish of Kalim itself, the Rishimu itself. Everything is upside down. Okay? If you go in this sheet, here's the word. Mamala Kalaman and Sevev Kalaman are two separate things. Mamala Kalaman doesn't come from Sevev Kalaman. Mamala Kalaman has a Shadish which is even higher than Sevev Kalaman. Which is why you learn in some Maimorim that the Kav is, what is Kav? It's Sevev Kalaman the way it was made into Mamala Kalaman, right? Wrong. The idea that the Kav was Sevev Kalaman made into Mamala Kalaman is only true according to the Pardis. Because what does the Pardis understand Mamala Kalaman to mean? It's a piece of Sevev Kalaman. According to the Eitz Chaim, the Kav has a Shadish Bifnei Atzmei, which is even higher than Sevev Kalaman. In Hishtal Shalom Malach Kalaman, it's lower than Sevev Kalaman. There's something called Pnimiyas HaKav, which comes from Teferes HaNelam, which is Etzem Avedin Sof, and that's the Shadish of Malach Kalaman. Which is why, in the Shitas HaParde, Shitas Eitz Chaim, we say that Kav is higher than, the Yesher is higher than Igulim. You learn this concept of the Yechsidus, that the Kav is higher than the Eidin Sof. That the Shadish of the Kav is even higher than the Sevev Kalaman. Because according to the Shita of the Eitz Chaim, the Mamala Kalaman doesn't come from Sevev Kalaman. Mamala Kalaman comes from the Ratz, has its own Shadish. And Sof Kol Sof, it's Neiseh Hofch, there's two opposites in the Kav. Sai Gvul and Sai Eidin Sof. Sai Tzir, Sai Esfiris, and Sai Eidin Sof. The Shadish of the Kav, Shadish of Mamala Kalaman, therefore higher than Sevev Kalaman. What's your question? Eitz Chaim? Kerem and Eiris HaPashut.
Right.
According to the Chaim, it's those two plus a third one. It's middle. It's Oir on the one hand, and it's Sviras on the other.
So it's Oir HaPashut and Oir.
Exactly. So according to this second Shita, Mamala Kalam is not a part of Sefer Kalam, it has its own Shaitis. Now let's mention the other two details that I told you. What is the Eitz Chaim's Moshel for Atzilus? The Eitz Chaim's Moshel for Atzilus is not Mayim Beklei Meguvin, water in a colored glass. Because what is the Pshat Mayim Beklei Meguvin? The Moshel of water in a colored glass means what? The water is still the same. It made to look different by the Keli. The Eitz Chaim doesn't say that. The Eitz Chaim says the water has a color. The Eir is already Mitzuyin. And that's why it's in this Shita. If you remember the Shita that I gave you, you can say Achlifu Dechtayu. In Shita Zapad, there's no such thing as Achlifu Dechtayu. There's no two Eiris, you can say Achlifu. Achlifu Taim means Eir HaChesed B'Kli Agvura. According to the Pad, there's no such thing as Eir HaChesed. It's one Eir. Right? Hashem can, according to the Eitz Chaim, that it's Esfidus in Eir, there's such a thing as Eir HaChesed B'Kli Agvura. Achlifu Dechtayu is only the Shita of the Eitz Chaim, not the Shita of the Pad. No, Lefiyer Hakeli. Well, if it's Pasha B'tach Sabshitas, what's the Achlifu? You understand what I'm saying? It's the same thing. Mitzad Echot, it's Pasha, that's why you could make the Achlifu. But Mitzad Echot, we're calling it Achlifu. You're changing places. If it's the same way, you're changing places. The Yeretz is because there's already Sfiris in there. That's why in the Mem Gimel, he has a Tzadachi in Gadol about Achlifu Dachtayim. And in the Ayin Beis, he very simply answers the question, as I told you in the Shir, because Mem Gimel goes in the Shir of Eidus Pshutim, and he confuses, if you remember, Achlifu Dechtayu, which is Mitzad Eidus, and the Skalos, which is Mitzad Kelim. The Pad disagrees with the Skalos, he disagrees with Achlifu Dechtayu, and the Ayin Beis, since it's going in the Shir of Eidus Chaim, Shir of Eidus Mitzayarim, Achlifu Dechtayu is resolved right away. Perek Yigimel and Yidal, in the Ayin Beis, you can look inside, he's Mitzad Eidus, no problem. In other words, Akasha, that stood in the Chassidus for 35 years, once he introduces the Shir of Eidus Mitzayarim, it automatically goes away.
So what is
wait, we'll get to Amam in a moment. We'll get to Amam in a moment. No, no, it looks like it's both. This is my whole shir. This is my argument with Payson. He's not here, he's going to listen to the tape, but he can't ding his Achmed Payson. He said, he had a business off. Then I'll get to Amachaz and say, Vazavot may be. Now, so let's continue the Machlekes. Let's go to the next 2 points. What is the marshal in the Eitz Chaim for Atzilus? Not water in a colored glass. The Moshe is Chaim Fatzilis is the Islapshus of the Nisham in the Guf. The Moshe we have here. But not like it's written here. Like it's written in the Ayin Beis. This is different than the Ayin Beis. Okay, now what does it mean? What does it mean? Nisham goes into Guf. So you guys probably learned Tanya Perek Nun Aleph. And you know what says in Tanya Perek Nun Aleph. That the Nisham has 613 little Nishamalach inside of itself. Each piece of the Nisham is known to a different Eivet. And it's tailored, it's called pnimius. The neshama is made specifically for this goof. Each part of the neshama is made specifically for this eved. V'chuli, v'chuli, v'chuli. That's how the Eved set up his world. So when you speak about the substance of a neshama and a goof, it's not like water into a colored glass. It's the chelik of the neshama that before it went into the goof had a predisposition, was already neiter to this eved that is now mislabish in this part of the goof. You follow? It's not one, it's not like electricity, it's not just one water going into 10 glasses. It's 10 shades of water. It's water. But in the oidus, you already have the potential for svidus. Each oid goes into specific kele, goes bim kaima. The water is green too. It's a different, it's a much edeler green. So much edeler that you could say that you could put the oid into a different kele if you need to. But the oidus already have a tzir. And that's why his mashal is not from water. His moshav from the slapjus of the neshama and the guf, because the neshama has tayag mini keches v'chayes close babakeh. I'll let you speak in 1 second, which leads us to the final point, and this is the biggest chiddush of the Eitz Chaim, and that is the question of atzilus. How can you have a metzias which is sai ein sof and sai gvul? So what is the part? This is maskana. How do you have something which is ein sof and gvul? What's the answer? I told you before. No, what did I tell you before? Come on, somebody, please. That when the Eid himself goes into the Kelim of Atzilus, it changes it. It stops being Gvul, it becomes Keiach HaGvul. If you were a philosopher, you would say that when the Eid himself comes into Atzilus, it lifts it up a little bit. Heb Tesuf HaBisala, which is the opposite of Dira B'Tachtena, of Shuv, of Yeshe. According to the Eitz Chaim, you have to say that. Eid himself comes into the Kelim of Atzilus, it's two opposites, and they coexist perfectly. Why? Because the Eid was made for the Keli. The Eid, even though it's Ein Sof, has a Tzir. Chachma, Chesed, Netzach.
So why are you able to stay up with you at night?
Because Legabe, the Keli, it's Pashut. Legabe, the Fiyadach HaKeli, it's still Pashut. But if a Fiyadish has a Tzir, the Sfidus in it. So wait, which leads us to another Maskan. That according to the Pardes, when Eir meets Keli, the Eir really is lifting up the Keli. According to the Yitzchayim, the opposite is true. When Eir meets Keli, the Keli brings the Eir down. So the Yitzchayim has a gewaldic chiddush, which is brought to Chassidus in the name of an ancient medrash called Pirkei Echolos, which nobody ever understood. Magidotav Drifas is of course because of the statement in Pirkei Echolos. Atzilus is gvul bepeil, not pekeach. Atzilus is gvul, not just the kelim of Atzilus, but even when the Eidus go into the kelim of Atzilus, it remains gvul. When she calls her Pirkei Echolos, Tzir Kemesh Ayetz Bereshis. Reish, Lamed Vav, Elef, Alofim, River, Voice, Parsois. Remember that Lashon? We had it in the Mem Gimel on page Sadek Hey. You don't remember the Lashon? This Pirkei Echolos created a major problem for a lot of people. This Chaim says, how big is the Eibishter? He has a certain size. How can he give the Eibishter a size? It's a Stidim and Eobay. And the answer is, in Atzilus, the Eibishter is Gvul Pale. Not like the Pardes, who says, Koyech HaGvul. How could you say Atzilus is a Lekus, it's a Lekus, and Gvul? Because of this chiddush of Eretz Mitzrayim. Eretz Mitzrayim, which is itself Nesi Chavchi, Eretz Mitzrayim is itself two opposites. Sfiris and Ein Sof, affects that Atzilus should also be two opposites, Gvul and Alakus. So according to the Pardes, Atzilus is only Keiach HaGvul, and according to the Rizal, it's Alakus Bepel. And you have no idea how many kashas and chiddush you're going to have that are not kashas, l'chatchila, when you go and shita say Yitzchayim. So many things that you don't understand, that the Mashpi always says, I don't know, don't bother me. When you learn the Ayin Beis, they go away. How does Atzilus Mashpi and Bia? Some goes off, according to the Pardes, Atzilus remains Keiach HaGvul. How does it go from there to Gvul? To the Pardes. But Reitz Chaim, Atzilus is Gvul Bepel. It saves a lot of trouble. And the Rikir is, it makes the following difference. According to the Pardes, when Eir meets Keli, it lifts Atzilus up. According to the Reitz Chaim, when Eir meets Keli, it brings the Eir down. And that's called Shuv, that's called Dira B'Tachterim, that's called Yosha, that's called Ikir HaKavona. Okay? Now, what's Negev to our mind? What's Negev to our mind is the first quick question I asked you. Are Mamala Kalam and a Sevav Kalam the same thing or two different things? If you go and Shita Sapadis, Mamala Kalam really is just a part of Sevav Kalam. You take Sevav Kalam, you put it through Tzimtzum, it becomes Mamala Kalam. That's all it is. It's a chilik of what you call Havdalos Pimis Me'achitzenius. But it's one way. If you go in the Shita of the Eitz Chaim, on the other hand, yeah, there's a Chatchila two Eidus, Mamala Kalamet and Sevav Kalamet, right? Does anybody have any questions? Huh? I said, the Machloikit Negeh to us, to this moment, is the following question. Are there Beyetzim two in Yonim, Mamala Kalamet and Sevav Kalamet? Or is Mamala Kalamet just a part of Sevav Kalamet? If you go in the sheet of the Pardes, Mamala Kalamet is just Sevav Kalamet that's been reduced. If you go in the sheet of the Eitz Chaim, there's a Chatchila to Eidah. Sevav Kalamet has its Shadish, and Mamala Kalamet has a Shadish which is even higher than Sevav Kalamet. You got it? Okay, now, what is our Maimon telling us? Our Maimon is telling us that Atzilus is the perfect Gilui. It's the closest you can be to Atzmus without being Atzmus, as I explained to you on Tuesday, right? What does it mean? Atzilus is Gilui, it's not Etzim. It is the Gili of everything. Yeah? What is the marshal that he brings for this? A marshal of Koyches HaNefesh. Right? Now let me ask you a question. Is the whole Etzem HaNefesh in the Koyches HaNefesh? That's a dumb question. I'm asking you a question. Is the whole Etzem HaNefesh in the Koyches HaNefesh? What do you say? Is the whole Etzem HaNefesh in the Koyches HaNefesh? In the ten Koyches, in Chochma, Bina, Daas, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzach, Hayis, Ein, Machon, has all Etzem HaNefesh? Probably not. So how could it be a Moshe for Atzilus? How could it be a Moshe for Atzilus? If Atzilus is a Taich what? The maximum Gilui. It's not Atzmus, but everything that Atzmus is Begilui in Atzilus. As much as could be Begilui of Atzmus, yeah? How could Koyches HaNefesh be a Moshe for that? There's so much more to Nefesh than Atzilus. So the Rebbe Rashab has that problem too. The Rebbe Rashab is bothered by the Mashal also. He spends 2.5 pages using the mashal of koyches hanefesh to explain atzilus, he says, what am I doing here? I'm trying to explain atzilus. What's atzilus? Gili ha-helam of atzilus and musim tzom baruch hu. I bring the mashal of koyches hanefesh. Koyches hanefesh? Koyches hanefesh is nothing. So he answers it in the middle of page Lamed Gimel. What's the lashon? The Acher calls that, so I showed you at the end of the last year, page Lamed Gimel. The line that begins with the word Einam Atzmim, the first one. There's two in a row, yeah? The Acher calls that, in the end, the final analysis, Im ha-yesh ha-keches Einam Atzmim, even though the Koyach is not the Yetzam ha-Nefesh, Mikom ukeim ha-reihim Nafshiim. What does that mean? Nafshiim. What kind of word is that? Keches ha-Nefesh are tools. Yeah? A person has a toolbox. Some tools you carry in a box that you can leave home. A lot of tools we carry around them right here in this box in our skull. We can't get rid of them, but they're tools. What does that mean, koyches nafshim? And let's explain. She'einu muhus acha mi'anefesh. The koyches ha'nefesh are the same muhus as the nefesh itself. Kiim hei muhus echa. They're the same muhus. Ela she'ein ha'ara levad. The koyches are just the ha'ara of the yetzim. She'bezeim chalukum mi'anefesh. They're separated from the nefesh. V'rochik erchok erkom mi'eit. That they're very far away from the nefesh. She'zeh etzim v'zeh ha'ara. This is an essence and this is a light. They're the same muhus of the nefesh itself. The nefesh is alive in essence. The faculties of the neshama are also alive, but no way of giving life. What do these words mean? I'm not going to say a word. I just spent 25 minutes explaining you something. Use the information I gave you to explain this shtickle matter. Think. I know everyone's exhausted. I'm also exhausted. I'll give you a hint. I'm a Mala Kalam, a Sayyid Kalam, and two things in one thing. Lamed Gimel. Oh, you didn't have the place. You had the place or not? You have page Lamed Gimel. The line that begins with the word Einam. You see two lines in a row, Einam Atzmim. From the first Einam Atzmim, it says V'acha Kol Zeh. Read the next six lines. What kind of Lashon is Nafshim? What kind of politics is this? What for a diplomatic? What does that mean? Einam Atzmim, Mekomokim Beim Nafshim. What kind of politics is this? What kind of spiel is this? Okay, let's give the people a chance. Ramesh, you see it, yeah? From V'yachah Kol Zeh, the first five, six lines. The Lashon Einam Atzmim Mikomak Mareim Nafshim. What does that mean? It's a mitos. Okay, listen to me very carefully, Rabbi Yisai. I just told you a machlekes between the Kubbalim with a lot of manifestations. And by the way, you guys, you'll learn the Samach Vov. You'll learn the Hemshah, the famous Hemshah HaChodesh. He's going to bring you three Eifanim in Atzilus. You'll pay close attention, you'll see that what I'm telling you this morning is the first two Eifanim. The third Eifan, Lanias Daiti, is the beginning of Ayin Beis already. Hagam, over there, it doesn't make any sense.
Ayin Beis is like Beis Chaim.
Right, Beis Chaim. So the whole Samach Vav, the Arichas Samach Vav, from page Lamazogin, Kuf Samach Aleph, Kuf Samach Beis, until page Kuf Tzadik Dalet, he brings two Eifanim and Atzilus, right there. Two Eifanim Adam Eloi and Atzilus. Both those Eifanim are consistent with the Shita Vedas Shritim. What I'm about to tell you now. The last piece, page Kuf Tzadik, Kuf Tzadik K, he brings another Eifan, which, and over there he says, over there he says that Eidus Pshutim, but that Shita, the end, Kuf Tzadik, Kuf Tzadik K, which one day you'll learn some of it, Lanias Daiti, is already the beginning of the Yitzchayim, the way it's found in Samach Vav. Over there it's a bit of Muslim, there's a lot of things that don't make sense. But in my opinion, that's already the Yitzchayim Shita, but it's not yet fully developed. The Rebbe Rashab didn't fully develop it until the Ayin Beis. There's a Machlekes. What's the Machlekes? Does the Malach Kalam have its own Shadish, or is the Malach Kalam a part of Sefer Kalam? Yes? Let's change the machlokes. What's your question? Koyches ha-nefesh. Are they a part of the pshitas of the Yetzer HaNefesh? Or are they something separate from the pshitas of the Yetzer HaNefesh? You understand what I just said? Koyches ha-nefesh, chochem bin adas. Are they just a piece of the Atzmus ha-nefesh? Or the two separate things? Atzmus ha-nefesh and koyches ha-nefesh. Guess what? The same machlokes. If you go in the shita that says that Malach Kalaman is only a piece of Seva of Kalaman, then you're going to say about the Nefesh the same thing. That the Eser Koychas HaNefesh, the Gvul, but the Gvul in the Eser Koychas comes from the Ivarim, not from the Nefesh itself, because Koychas HaNefesh, like the Malach Kalaman, are just a small piece of Nefesh itself, a small piece of Seva of Kalaman. But if you go in the shita of the Eitz Chaim, that Malach Kalaman and Seva of Kalaman have two different Sharashim, so Koychas HaNefesh don't come from Etzem HaNefesh. There's two separate things. There's the Seva of Kalaman of the Nefesh, the Makifim of the Nefesh, that's one Shadish. And the separate thing in Nefesh is Koychas. This Lashon, Afal Pi She'ein HaMatzmim, Mikomu Kamein Nafshim, is what? It's saying what? Koychas HaNefesh are like a piece of Etzem HaNefesh. It goes according to that Shita that says that Mamala Kalaman is simply a Ha'ara Seva of Kalaman. It's not a Mitzvah. It went through a shiner, like he explains by Arichas over here, that it could be Mislabish and Kalim and Evarim and so on. But Koychas HaNefesh are still nafshiyim. They're still pieces of soul. Why? The soul is Pashup Tachas HaPshitus. Koychas HaNefesh are also Pashup Tachas HaPshitus. The Evarim made them not Pashut. Because that's a not Nizgala, right? Masha, if this would be the Eitz Chaim Rabbeisai, this Lashon Nafshim does not appear in Ayin Beis at all. No, and that doesn't exist. This Lashon have a Kama Mekemis. I write Mana Mekemis on my page. So on my Ranat, they have a bunch of places where you have this Lashon Nafshim. And my Nura, this I copied 2-3 years ago, so Mitzuyah Kumanoch Mana Mekemis is Lashon Nafshim. In Ayin Beis, Lashon Nafshim does not exist. Why not? Because since the Sheet of the Eitz Chaim, the Ayin Beis is Eidus Mitzuyarim, which means Malach Kama doesn't come from Sevin Kama, has its own Shadish. In the Marshal Keichas HaNefesh, Keichas HaNefesh don't come from Etzem HaNefesh, they're their own Shadish. So Keichas HaNefesh have a Fetish, not Nafshiyim. What does Nafshiyim mean? Me'ein HaMoed. Mamala Kalaman is a piece of Seva of Kalaman. Nafshi means Keichas HaNefesh are a piece of Etzem HaNefesh. You understand what I'm saying? Rabbi say this is Pshat in Ranat. It's not Drush, it's not Remez, it's not Seid, it's not Pilpul, it's Pshat. Ubemele. This whole Arichas of Koychas HaNefesh is going in the sheet of Eres Pshutim. I, the Rebbe Rashab and Ayin Beis, brings the exact same marshal. How did I tell you before? What's the marshal of Atzilus in Pardes? Water in a colored glass. What's the marshal for Atzilus in Eitz Chaim? Koychas HaNefesh and Guf. But it's a different Koychas HaNefesh and Guf completely. The Koychas HaNefesh and Guf of Ranat is Mayim Bukun Guven. He himself says 10 lines later, Kimavuar HaMarshal of Rebbe Pardes. What is the Moshe in the Pardes? Mayim beklaim a guf, not Keichas HaNefesh and guf. I, what does it mean the Keichas HaNefesh and guf? It's a different sheet than Keichas HaNefesh also. Just like it's a different sheet than Atzilus, it's a different sheet than Keichas HaNefesh. Keichas HaNefesh, according to the Pardes, like Atzilus, Mamala Kalaman is a piece of Seva Kalaman. Keichas HaNefesh are Nafshiim, they're a piece of Etzem HaNefesh. And according to Eitz Chaim, Daf Nezhon, the Gan Tzemais, and we're not this Takanesh.
So you can say the same much like, just like you say colored water.
Because... yeah, but that's how you're going to work that into the Eitz Chaim, I don't know. This is why Hasidus is more difficult than people think.
What about the next piece?
How are you supposed to notice? How are you supposed to figure this out? You learn my modern, this Hasidus, you don't even pay attention. Hasidus, I always say this to people, Nigla is not as hard as people think, and Hasidus is far more difficult than people believe. People don't understand that Abayim wrote a lot of things and Befetish did not explain them. In the later days, in the Rebbe Sikh, in the modern, a lot of these in Yonam are opened up. There's so much subtlety in the mind. This is Lashon Nafshim. I remember learning it in Anat, asking my mashpia about it, asking my friends about it, and they looked at me like I was a Martian. What don't you understand? You know Nafshim. What do I mean Nafshim? It's politics, you know? You ever see the Lashon Yechsidus? Eine kol kach? Not so much? What does it mean not so much? A little like this, a little like this. What are we talking about? Cooking a soup? Chesidus is bediuk. This whole marshal of Keiches and Nefesh, Beslav, Chis and Guf, even though it's the same marshal that the Eitz Chaim brings, is consistent with the most of the paddas of Mayim Beklim Aguvin. And their code is these few words. Eina Matzim Mekomaka Mereim Nashim. Deitz Chaim would never say that. Shita Deitz Chaim.